Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now. Your inside look at local motorsports. I think my mic's down, ain't it? No? Okay.
Go ahead.
What is today? February 5th, 2019. Thank you for joining us. Another beautiful day outside today, huh? It's always fun when it's windy and rainy and all that kind of stuff, huh?
Yes, it is.
But the good news, it seems like it's staying daylight a little bit longer, right? So it's starting to squeeze a little more daylight in.
Another 10 minutes.
Hey, I'll take the 10 minutes, man.
Yes.
Each day, then maybe next week it'll be another 10 minutes.
That's right. 20 minutes.
Jeez. I can't wait for the
time change.
Yeah, the time change. So we'll just change it now.
Yes.
So
okay. Everybody get their
It's actually 5 o'clock. Or, yeah. Whatever. So, anyways, so hosting along with myself tonight. You look cold, man.
I'm freezing.
Heater's broke.
Yes,
we need to. Anybody want to donate a heater?
I need to get a air conditioner and heating guy in here.
Oh man, where do you find one of those?
I put my hoodie on.
That's a nice hoodie, by the way.
Ford hoodie. Yeah. You're lucky I don't have my Kings one on.
Oh, man. It would just remind you how mad you are.
That's right.
That you're not watching it right now.
Oh, yeah.
So, again.
Cox ain't heard the end of me yet. Trust me.
Man. I wouldn't want to be them right now. I tell you that much. So, yeah. Hosting along with myself, man, always on a mission, Mr. Gary Wyatt.
How's it going? Yeah.
Well, probably better than you for tonight.
I'm on a mission. I know what my mission is tonight.
Tonight I know what your mission is.
Not tonight.
Okay.
But my mission is to get the damn LA Kings on the TV. I can't do that.
Seems pretty simple, don't it?
Yes.
So I guess that's 175% isn't what it used to be.
Not when I knew about it.
Little inside, I guess. But,
and he wouldn't come out of his office today. So.
He knew better.
That's right.
He didn't have to. He already made the sale.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's going to make the unsale here shortly.
Right. No kidding. Well, I'm sorry you don't get the Kings games as promised.
As guaranteed.
As guaranteed, 175%.
That's right.
So,
and what I don't get, 3 out of 3... is the Kings games.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Do you get anything else?
I don't care.
Exactly, right? You pay pretty much just for the Kings game. You
That's
can't even get
I
what
want.
You paid for.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
That's all I want.
I'm sorry. That's all I can say. I'm glad you're smiling, though.
But them stupid nights I get on the TV.
Really?
Yes.
And they're local. So you think local would be like blacked out and stuff?
Yes. Yeah, you would think.
But You get those.
Uh-huh. We can watch that game right now.
And that's Gary's opinion. So if it offended you that he said that, that's not the opinion of On Wheels Now or possibly anybody else on wheelsnow.com. That's Mr. Gary's opinion.
I'm an LA Kings fan.
Hey, it's okay. There's a lot of disappointed fans out there from the Super Bowl this weekend.
Yeah. Lots.
Well, and that, you know, hey.
I personally didn't watch the game. I had to work, but I hear it wasn't a very
eventful,
enjoyable game.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think when you just, it's a matchups, you know, it's a just not a good matchup between those two. And, you know, and just like in racing, when somebody wins a lot, they gain a lot of fans, but they also gain a lot of enemies. And New England Patriots have both of those. I think you either like them or you hate them. No in between.
Yes.
For most people, but congratulations to the Patriots and you Patriot fans, you got another one.
Oh, the Patriots were playing?
Nah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Against the LA Rams.
Oh. I thought they were playing the LA Dodgers.
They might as well be. Might have been a better game.
Yeah. More exciting. Huh?
But, you know, it had some moments in it, I guess. But, you know, I think everybody expected a lot more excitement, you know, higher scoring game and all that stuff. It was, you know, fairly low scoring, which means both teams are
battling,
playing a lot of defense.
Yeah.
And not a whole lot of offense. But anyways, if it was all fun and, you know, we would be playing football, if it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
That's right.
And we'd all be making millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, well, millions.
So what did you do this since Soupy said working, huh?
Worked.
You're lucky it didn't rain Sunday then. I think it was supposed to, wasn't it?
Yes. It rained out. I rained out Saturday.
Oh.
It rained. So then I moved my jobs to Sunday. I had to work.
Dang it. Let me try to get on the internet on my...
Uh-oh.
Let's see.
You
can't. Oh, here it is.
You can't.
Oh, it's all changed. That's right.
You can't.
Dang it.
You can't. I'll put in the password for you.
Okay. Is it still JC Motorsports? That's all changed?
No.
Okay. Well, let me unplug this and put it in my...
Hey, plug this one in.
Oh, what do I got? Oh, there you go. I can do that.
Hey, I've made the studio.
We
so
have
that
technology.
You can, I've made the studio so you can plug in. Now you don't even have
to
plug
for
it.
I don't even know where to plug it in.
Oh, yeah, I think I found it. Ay,
ay, ay.
I forgot.
And
we
you're
have
the only,
this technology.
Yeah.
I'm the only one that has it, right?
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, man.
Now you're on. Look it. I already seen it.
See
I
it light
seen it
up,
pop
huh?
on, yeah.
All right. Bear with us.
It's going to fly.
Bear with us. Oh, hey.
It's
I'm
growing
it's
wings.
Fly. I'm flying now. Let's see if I can get the Kings on here. Nope. Can't do it.
No. Kings won't come
they
through
won't,
the cable.
They won't come through my, this cable. It's just something against
yeah.
you.
I think so.
Oh, man.
I got to move down the street so it can get
right.
the Kings game.
That's crazy. Well, I thought you'd have less problems switching over, but oh well. Hey, what's the word on the big race they had this past weekend at Kern? Did it get rained out, or do they have it? Do we know?
I did see they started.
Oh,
I don't know if
they
got all 300 laps or 300, right? 300 laps in.
We'll have to look in on that.
There was a big pile up on the start up.
Oh,
the
really?
Start. Yeah.
Ooh, that's not good.
Looks like somebody missed a shift, and
that's what I get worried about. When fast track like
oh,
that.
Oh yeah.
So,
I may be wrong, but like 16 cars.
Wow.
On the first initial start.
Not good.
Yeah.
My.
I just saw the video.
Oh. At least you saw the video. I didn't see the video. So there's video.
Yep.
So if anybody went and they want to call in, you can give us a call. 702-485-4699. 702-485-4699. Let us know if you went to the big race and whether it got rained out the rest of the race or if you raced, you watched, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Tell us what you think. Tell us what you know.
And from last week when
Vinny
Sr. was trying to call in, I do believe we got everything fixed. So.
Yep. I don't know about this other number that Sr. was talking about, because I looked everywhere. I didn't see it. I think he was on like the wrong date. I think he was on last year's.
No, I think he was on like 4 years ago.
Well, yeah, that would have to be about 4 years ago. Because that's the last time we used that other call-in number.
4 or 5 years ago.
Yes, I think he's about 4 or 5 years off.
If you know Vinny like I know Vinny, he's probably 6 years off.
6 years off, okay. So he'll be attending our first annual
yeah.
barbecue, Racers Barbecue.
Yes.
But speaking of that, while we're on it real quick, don't forget the February 23rd. February 24th. That's our fifth
Sunday.
Annual. Sunday. That is a Sunday. Fifth annual Racers Barbecue for you guys. So come on out. Free. BYOB, though.
That's right.
No glass bottles. And you got to bring carry one. That's the deal.
BTC. B. Bring the cook a bottle.
Bring the, okay. BTC. B.
Or D.
D. Drink. Drink. Any drink. What do you prefer?
I don't care.
Bud Light.
Bud Light.
Yeah. Bring them an ice cold.
In the bottles. But
yeah.
Don't tell nobody.
Keep it hidden. Maybe you have one of those Melling koozies that we gave you.
Yes.
That we gave out. To hide it in one of those.
They'll never see it.
They'll never see the bottle sticking out.
True. Right.
Again, that's going to be at Sunset Park February 24th, Sunday. That is on a Sunday. Should be hopefully nothing like today.
Oh.
Be a nice day. We've had some good luck the past few years. So this will be the fifth annual Racers Barbecue. It's free for everyone. Bring your family, friends, neighbors. Let your everybody on your street know that you're a racer and treat them to a free barbecue so they don't complain about your noise that you're making in your garage.
Gotta pay them somehow.
Bring them out, treat them to some fun at the park.
Yep.
If you're not familiar with Sunset Park, pull up a map. We're going to be in the Bristle Cone spot, as we are every year, and check out all the other stuff you can do out there at Sunset Park. A lot of fun stuff, and also Gary usually brings the cornhole
board.
Maybe we'll have some tournaments this year. Cornhole tournaments.
Yes.
Huh? The men against the women. No, we better not do that. We better do the kids against the, I won't say old people, I'll say adults. So we'll see. We'll put something together. So,
yep.
But come on out. You typically, I don't know, by noon.
Yeah.
You know, food's usually
start
done.
Start serving around 11:30 noon.
Yep. There you go. See, but you can come out before that. Gary will be out there at 6:30 a.m.
6 o'clock.
He'll be there at 6. I'll be there at 11:45
p.m. on Sunday.
At least I better clean up. But come on out if you want to just hang out. You know, you can come hang out. You can come eat and walk around. You don't have to talk to the other guys if you don't like anybody there. It's okay. But we do want to see you there. We put this on for you guys. So fifth year. I can't believe that.
Yes.
Amazing. So bring your friends, family, sponsors, whatever you want. It's there. We usually have a decent turnout. You know, a lot of people come and go. And, you know, they don't all, like, gather at one time usually. So
yeah.
We see quite a few people throughout the day. But, it's always good. Always fun.
Racers, race officials, all of them.
We'd like to see. We've had some guys
officials,
there,
yep.
So yeah, we appreciate you guys coming out too. And if we hear too many people bombarding you with
race questions,
we'll try to defer them with a bacon wrapped hot dog.
That's
something of the like.
That's right. We're there to have fun.
So keep posted. We will keep you informed every Tuesday till that day, and I'm sure Gary will put some stuff on Facebook. I know I put the flyer out this morning, and I'll put a whole bunch more on as a reminder. So
yep.
Cool.
Fifth annual.
I know, I can't believe that. I was looking at that, I was like, is it really? I had to recount. Like, yep, sure enough, it's been 5 years. I remember when we first started thinking about it, like, didn't know how much work it was going to be, but you know what? It's worth it
it's fun.
At the end of the day. So
it's fun.
And we like fun. We like fun.
That's why I race, because it's fun.
Yeah, right. We like to say that something in racing is fun, and that's the barbecue.
That's right.
But anyways.
The barbecue.
So we'll talk some more about that as the show goes on. before I forget. If
it's only right there.
I know. I know. That's why I have to say it. Tonight's show, as every Tuesday, is brought to you by Hear Clear. That is HEARCLEAR, Hear Clear, 725-333-HEAR. That's 725-333-4327. You want to get yourself some earbuds, you better get them now. Race time's coming up. It's only, what, a couple weeks till open practice?
Yes, ain't that the 16th?
16th, yep. Oh, my gosh. Are you serious?
Yep.
Let me pull up this calendar.
What?
Oh, man, all you people that are antsy to get on the track, a couple weeks, a couple more weeks. It's almost here, almost time. So February 16th out at LVMS at the Bullring. Be basically the first chance to see the new pit arrangements. Be curious to see how that all works out. May or may not be a pretty sight. we'll see. But you know what? It's just another thing you got to get used to. I remember when they switched the whole track around and you didn't know what to expect. But in the long run, obviously, it was for the better. So
yeah.
Maybe this is too. Maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, man.
Could be. But then the same thing. Once you get used to it,
exactly.
It's all right.
Old hat after that. So.
That's right.
Cool. But make sure you get your earbuds, custom earbuds for your race setup. Even if you have a bomber, you're not supposed to, but you can have race buds. You can have custom buds for your receivers, right?
Yep.
So doesn't matter what you drive out at LVMS. They all have some form of earbuds.
Cindy has custom ones for her
skid plate.
Mm-hmm.
See? They don't allow radios. They have receivers.
Receivers, right? Yep.
So if you want to hear Dan right in your ear clearly and you want to hear clear, that's who you want to call is Hear Clear, 725-333-HEAR. Pretty fair price on them, too. I know they're, what, a couple $100-ish, I think. So give Cindy a call and find out for sure. But she'll come to you, custom mold a set. And
custom colors.
So... custom length wire.
Yep.
Oh, man, you name it. Can't get any
she
better
will
than that.
Hook you up.
Can't get any better. I know you're running out of time. You can get them all season, though. So don't let me scare you into getting them too soon. But you do want to get them and get used to them
right away. You need to get them before the first race.
I know you're telling me that directly because I do need to get some myself.
Somebody's shoe was fitting, huh?
But, I use those ones you twist and you stick in your ear. And
Don't let Cindy hear you say that.
Well, I'm telling you that why you need custom ones, because I use those, but I go through them like crazy because they get dirty quick. The pieces pull out. The wires get pulled. They just go bad, so you can't hear out of one side. And they're just not ideal. So you need the professional ones that Cindy provides that are custom made just for you at Hear Clear, 725-333-HEAR. So, all right.
And make sure you tell her you heard it on this show.
Oh, that would be nice. That would be nice. So, you know, she also does hearing aids. So if you want to go beyond just the racing earbuds, you know, she does
your
provide
crew members when you think your crew members can't hear you.
Actually, you should buy them hearing aids so they have no excuse.
That's right.
Yeah, how many times did you? Oh, I didn't hear you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't hear.
You didn't say it loud enough.
So now's your chance to get them some hearing aids.
That's right.
They have no excuse after that.
She'll take care of those too for you.
Sweet. Even better. Anyways,
earbuds and hearing aids all in one place. She can hook you up.
I can't tell you how much you're going to have to give her a call at 725-333-HEAR. So, and if you want to call in and say, shut the F up, call 702-485-4699. That's okay. We might answer the phone.
Yeah. Depends on who it is.
Yeah, we're watching you guys.
We know who's calling.
Uh-huh. We don't, but we should. That would be nice.
But, we can't even get the Kings game.
I know. I
think
you get a phone call, right? Sheesh, that would be asking way too much.
Oh, man.
I'm even surprised we have the internet. I mean, you pay for it, but we got it. Interesting.
Yeah.
So, yeah, last week's show, we had some issues. We apologize to Vinny. You know, we got cut short. He's got some pretty decent stats, though. But
I was going to say, we're going to give him a chance to.
That's right. He's going to triple up, though, man. He's taking advantage of it.
Oh, yes.
So we'll see next show. Next Tuesday is
next Tuesday,
what we plan.
Yeah.
So we're going to have Vinny Rucci
Jr. And
we don't want to chase anybody away.
And
Vinny Rucci Sr. Maybe?
It's Aaron McMorris.
Oh, that's who it is.
No, actually,
no,
wait.
You're wrong. You're wrong.
Nope. It is
Michael Miller
and Ryan and Aaron McMorris.
No.
Yes?
Aaron McMorris and Michael are on the next show after that.
Michael's coming two nights in a row?
He's coming, yes.
2 weeks in a row?
He don't play around.
Oh, man.
It's Michael Miller's fault. It's Michael Miller's fault.
That's right.
He's planning two in a row.
So we're going to have
Senior, Michael, and Vinny Jr.
Oh, my Lord.
Next show, next week. And the show after is going to be Aaron and Michael Miller.
Michael Miller's coming in 2 weeks in a row?
Wait, I don't think this is approved yet. Here's what we'll do. We'll see how he does next week.
That's right. To approve him
for the following week.
Yeah.
So,
man.
We're going to have a Michael Miller showdown. Now, we'll have to see how that works with the amount of listeners, how they spike or not. So
that's okay.
We'll see.
That's okay.
Every minute.
Whoever has the most listeners wins.
And we don't care if we got, 20 guests in here?
That's
we're
right.
just going to make
All
it per
once.
Show.
Yeah.
There's some factors coming up that might affect everybody.
Oh,
but we'll,
that's okay. We'll give
them. They'll
have
to roll with the changes or what?
We'll invite them back in to.
Okay. To make up. I'll take an average of the two then.
Yeah.
They're high, they're low.
Yeah.
With any changes.
I want to go back to this Michael Miller. Who the hell authorized him to come in for two weeks in a row?
I think when it was thrown in there, there's this like throwing out dates and names like, hey, maybe they'll get confused. I know I was confused and obviously you were confused. So we'll have to look into this. This could be a takeover.
This could be a Michael Miller takeover.
Oh man. Well, the good news is we get to hear from Michael Miller before the first practice. And
yes.
So we'll get his take before and after.
Hopefully he's going to practice.
Well, the way Vinny Rucci Jr. said, he said it sounded like he was going to go out and help Michael Miller like they planned on doing it. So, but we don't know for sure. We'll have to find out straight from the horse's mouth. Don't want to give him any compliments or but we'll have to hear from Michael Miller himself.
I gotta talk to the guy that takes care of this show. having Michael Miller on too.
Who usually books these guests?
Man,
let's talk to that guy.
When we get off air, boy, I'm going after him.
He's right up there with the Cox guy.
No, I think he's a little higher than the Cox guy. As in trouble.
He's in trouble now.
Oh,
great. Well, we'll take care of this problem. And yes, it is a problem.
Having Michael Miller in two weeks
in a row
is a problem.
Hell, twice in 1 year.
Twice in three years.
All right.
It's all Michael Miller's fault.
It's been last time. We had a little recovery time. Just when we thought we were settling down a little bit, It hit. Yeah, it's like
Michael Miller hit.
It's like a bad storm. but we'll see how it goes. We'll see if we're gonna let him come back.
Depends on how he treats you next week. If he'll come back the following week,
right? We'll see. we'll see how that goes. But yes. Anyways, so it's a lot of racing coming up. Some more racing coming up this weekend.
Let's go to this last past weekend.
Sure,
the past weekend, there was a few tracks that canceled the races
because
due to weather.
Rain, yeah. Yeah. Nasty.
Pahrump was one of them.
Cool.
And then Havasu canceled their race due to the weather.
Now, this is the second cancellation, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, man,
and
that's
I did see on Havasu's Facebook page that this past weekend will not be rescheduled.
Okay, so it's just a dead night.
Yeah.
That's all. So no makeup nights or anything like that.
Yeah, and that was on their Facebook page that it said they wasn't going to make it up. So.
Well, that kind of sucks, right?
Yes, it does. Well,
you know, man, I don't know how them tracks do it because that's a tough call. You know, tough call to make whether you're going to remake a race or you're just going to skip right over it, cancel it. I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. You know?
Yeah,
that's tough to do. So, gotta hand it to you guys for making those tough decisions. I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to be that guy. And that guy that makes the show schedule with Michael Miller.
I was just going to say, I wouldn't want to be the guy that authorized people to come in.
Jeez.
Crazy.
Oh, well. Yeah.
I got to get with that guy. Maybe he needs a black eye or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to the... Is this a new revamped thebombernation.com or what?
It's getting that way.
It's getting close.
Yep.
Okay. And if... a couple things. If you haven't been in a while and want to check it out, you want to make sure you go to thebombernation.com website. That's thebombernation.com. And check it out. Still got to click on the message boards to get to him. I'm going there right now. Let's see. TheBomberNation.com.
Since you got a fast internet over.
Oh, here we did. This is smoking fast. I can't believe this, how fast this is. Who's on the front page? Straight out of money because race car. That's funny. Oops, we are making some changes on this website. We should be finished very soon. So, but I think you can still get to the boards, can't you? I'm not sure.
No. What do you see over there?
Here's what I see. Am I on like a old page or something? Oops, hold on.
Wow.
What do you see?
Alex Williams race car.
Really?
Look,
here's what I got. Look. Anyways, you can check out the BomberNation.com website and go check out LVMS.com. Click on the bullring link, and I'll come take a look at that in a second. Just curious.
Right here.
And check out the schedule for the bullring.
We're on the same internet, but two different
things coming up. I don't know why. I don't know. You want to take a quick, you want to do a break so I can come take a look at that?
Yes. Hold on here. Let me get ready for
that. It's been a while since we did breaks. So we're always packed with fun.
That's right.
So tonight we'll take a break from fun for a couple minutes.
Yes. It's all fun.
So we'll see you here in a minute.
This is Cindy Clark, driver of the number 12 skid plate car, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
I'm Thane Alderman, and you're listening to On Wheels Now.
This is Chet Christner with Speed Shift TV, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com.
I'm Phil Goodwin, and you're listening to OnWheelsNow.com. See you at the races.
BomberNation.com is your website for all the latest local racing news. If you are a race car owner, a driver, or a passionate fan of racing, the BomberNation.com is the site you'll want to add to your favorites list. Check out the message board, track schedules, special events, links, and our sponsors. The Bomber Nation, one sport under one nation. TheBomberNation.com.
Gentlemen, start your engines!
That's the sound of On Wheels Now, every Tuesday at 6 p.m.
If you like cars,
the smell of gasoline and rubber,
or just love motorsports and auto racing,
On Wheels Now is your inside look at local motorsports. So don't miss the action. We'll keep you in the loop with the latest local racing news.
We're race car drivers, too. So join me, Michael.
And Mike, Tuesday at 6 p.m. Find us at onwheelsnow.com.
Nevada Pick Apart.
Who?
Nevada Pick Apart. Do you have a used car or a truck just sitting in the driveway taking up space, looking ugly and tired of looking at it? Are you moving and can't take your car or truck with you? Did you buy a new car or truck and want to get rid of the old one? Contact Nevada Pick Apart, 702-644-1881. That's 702-644-1881. Sell Nevada Pick Apart your used or old vehicle and see it gone tomorrow.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire. Ooh.
Welcome back to On Wheels Now. The Racers Roundtable, where racers, race fans, and race officials can all get together and just talk about local racing, as we like to do here. So, a lot of cool stuff coming up here sooner, I hope, than later, and fixing a few things. And we've been informed. Thanks for fixing the sound. So we are working on sound. So we appreciate listening, and we appreciate the input, and that is one of the things we will be continually working on. I know we've had, luckily, not that many issues throughout the past.
Not
we,
that many.
You know, it does happen, and that goes to show anywhere. So
yeah,
and we appreciate any listeners still listening to us right now, because we are actually going against this. Isn't the State of the Union tonight? We always they have these things on Tuesdays.
So yes,
I'm surprised anybody.
Havasu canceled the race this week.
I'm surprised anybody's listening to us tonight. You don't know what the State of the Union is? Oh my gosh!
No,
get with it.
Sorry.
Well, that affects everything. So
is it going to affect this radio show?
It could affect the racing, it could affect the show, it could affect us as human beings. I don't know. Hey, everything affects everything else somehow. Don't you think? I don't know. Hey.
You want to turn it on? Because
no.
I can't get the Kings game.
Maybe that's why.
No? No, some stupid bowling was on.
Yeah, bowling.
Bowling, that's
that's probably not your thing, huh? Anyways, we'll keep you informed too. We got a lot of cool stuff coming up. The late model truck series stuff, we got some stuff coming up. I know everybody's anxious and waiting for schedules and everything else, but hang tight, coming soon. When it all hits, it's going to be fast and furious.
Yes, it's coming.
So it's going to be another great, great season. We got some good races set up, some good race nights, a lot of cool new stuff happening. So
might as well do it March 23rd.
Yep, we know that.
Starting our season in Havasu City, Arizona.
We don't expect any rain delays or rain outs on that day, so knock on wood, we won't jinx it.
Yes. And then April 20th.
First in Vegas,
First one in Vegas for 2019.
So that's going to be a cool night.
For us, the late model truck series,
not
for
Vegas.
Their racing, for
us
in the late model truck series.
Absolutely. So.
And then we're working on some other dates, so we'll
keep you informed. But those are some good dates to,
Yep.
Put on your schedule.
We don't want to give you too much of the fun.
No. Too much fun at one time. That's you could OD on fun.
That's right.
We don't want you to OD on racing.
That's right.
We see what happens when you OD on racing. You get the, I don't know, what do you call it, the Quintero effect? I don't know what you want to call it. That's ODing.
We don't want nobody to OD. Old Quintero on the racing.
So, I hope I haven't offended anybody. So, it's all fun. Come on. It's all a joke. So, we don't want you to OD on racing. So, we'll slowly feed you the fun.
We'll give you them two dates right now.
And
so, yes, down in Havasu, March 23rd, and then in Las Vegas, April 20th.
And if I'm not mistaken, that's not an autograph session on that night.
No.
But the 30, well, we won't First. Give it. Okay.
The 31st. There's a few 31st.
Okay, so we won't give anything else away. Keep posted. We'll keep you posted.
That's right. We'll keep you in suspense.
We'll go back to the BomberNation.com website. It's being revamped.
Why?
So
it's straight out of money.
You'll get a couple different versions depending on what you have in your computer. So this one's better than the one you have. I'd rather see this than Alex in the car.
That he don't even own no more.
Did he sell?
Oh, yeah. He
really?
Yeah.
Who bought it?
I don't know. He's got a kid. He's married.
Somebody
he's
from
his race.
So he's done racing. Oh, yeah. That's too bad. He's retired at what, 18? How old is he now?
21.
Are you
22,
kidding me?
Yes.
Well, I remember talking about him when he was just turning
14 or 15.
Just turning. I was gonna say 15.
Yeah.
At the time.
Yeah. He started with us at JC Motorsports when he was 14.
And he's how old now?
21.
Wow. Quite a few years now. He's retired because he's married.
Uh-huh.
Ended another race career.
Yes.
There's only a few of us that kind of, you know, veered through it that continued to race.
Yeah. Now they just have to live with it.
Yeah. Well, they can come watch us.
That's right. If they want.
We'll let them come watch us.
That's right. Let them watch us enjoy our fun.
Hey, they're falling fast, though, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Marriage. Jeez. Well, I'm sorry, he has an early retirement.
A lot of them are okay with it until the marriage, and then they're not okay with it.
I just don't understand that. But okay.
We can do 5 more shows and still not understand it.
Maybe we should do a wives-only show and try to...
We did a moms-only show.
We did. That was a great show.
That's right.
But those are moms that live for racing. Well, I don't, it wasn't,
kids.
And it was exactly, it wasn't all like 100% positive stuff. I mean, there's some, you know, racing stories in there that we heard. So if you missed any of those shows, you can go to our archives, click on the On Wheels Now, go to onwheelsnow.com, click on the On Wheels blue link, and you'll come up to a bunch of archives. You can go back, I think we got about 5 or so years in these archives, and I have a couple more years before
and
that.
Other archives.
Yeah, that aren't posted in there, but maybe I'll get them up there sometime if you want to go back even further to some of our first shows.
8th year.
I know. Unbelievable, huh?
8th year doing this and 5th year doing the barbecue.
Really? No way.
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, what were we thinking?
That's right. Well, what was I thinking when I got involved in either one of them?
Well, somebody wised up and left. That was JJ. He was like, I'll get the hell out of here.
Thanks. These guys are working me too hard.
They fall fast, don't they?
That's right.
I think a couple have come and gone.
That's right.
I
know I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time.
To each their own.
That's right.
So it's not easy. You know, the stuff we do, a lot of stuff we do, like the show here, the barbecues and the Touch a Truck events, which is coming up also.
Right around the corner.
No date yet, but usually in the last pass, it's been near the end of the month in April. I'm going to guess it's going to probably be around the 27th this year. So, but
if I'm not mistaken, it was the 29th last year.
Yeah, okay,
I believe.
All right, so maybe the 28th this year, something like that. So, but we do things
as long
like
as
that.
It's not the 20th.
Nope. hey, I've got my fingers crossed
that
it's not, and it hasn't been in the past few years. So we'll still plan on it, them not changing a whole lot of things. If not,
was it 1 year in May?
1 year, yeah. It was actually later, right. So which is in our favor. So they can do it in May all they want.
That's right.
Very worst case, if they decide to change it, we'll jump on the board of directors and
that's right.
We'll put it up for a vote.
Tell them. Yeah. And along the lines of Touch a Truck, when we find out a date, we'll have one of their representatives
come in,
either on the phone or come in and talk a little more about Touch a Truck. So
absolutely. You know, the last couple years, they've kind of held out to almost the last minute to, you know, come up with the dates, you know, just 2 or 3 weeks beforehand. So I'm guessing it's probably going to be similar. So we probably won't know till the first week into April. But
hopefully sooner, but
we'll keep you informed.
Actually, you know, I got an email from them. I was like, oh, the date.
It wasn't
nothing about Touch a Truck.
Oh, man, it's just, hey, you're on our emailing list, so thanks.
Yeah, thanks for being there.
But, you know, it's these things that we do, you know, a lot of it's just to be part of the community and to do it for other racers and keep active. You know, we want that to reflect on other drivers, teams, sponsors, and all that, to see that, you know, as hard as the circle track racing, in whether it's asphalt or dirt, how hard it is to be involved, even though it's fun, it's a lot of work. There is another side to it, and that's these events that we like to put on. And and we want you guys to join us on this show. If you want to join us, get a hold of Gary. You know, we're here for you guys. So, you know, we do this, a lot of hard work. We put out, you know, a lot to do these kind of things, and we just appreciate you guys, and we want you to appreciate us.
And as you said, they can get a hold of me. We talk about their sponsors, talk about their team, talk about themselves, talk whatever. It don't matter.
Yep. You can get in now.
That's
Well, you can. We might not have room for you in the future with all these changes coming up. So now keep informed. We got a lot of cool stuff happening coming up. So, you know, we'll see how all that rolls. We got to keep up with the times, and like anything else, technology changes. You know, time changes, economy changes. So I think it's actually been nice.
Cable TV changes.
You know, a lot of stuff changes. So will be cool. The BomberNation.com changes. That's being revamped. That's exciting. I'm glad to see that.
I can't wait to see what Glenn has in store for it.
Well, he started off good. I don't know. He's probably walking around and said, hey, stalking this poor girl.
Hey, can I get a picture of you for that?
Put this on.
No, thanks to Glenn for keeping that up for us. He does a great job doing it.
Well, if you talk to him, if he doesn't always listen, tell him I said hello.
I will do that. And
I'm looking forward to the
new
update,
and exciting.
New and improved and exciting TheBomberNation.com. You know, it's funny because Facebook obviously, you know, taken over in all different areas. I mean, marketing, you know, and you know, selling stuff and posting stuff and messaging and all that kind of stuff. Where, you know, early on, I remember seeing TheBomberNation.com on the side of the bomber cars out there, and I didn't know you at the time.
Yeah.
I don't know, what year did you put that out?
'07, '08.
Well, I was going to say 07-ish, but you're probably 07, '08-ish is probably about when I first seen it. And I was like, you know, that's cool. Cause I, you know, somebody's out there promoting that, you know, division, you know, and something that helps keep that bomber nation, the bomber car community together, you know, have somewhere to go and all that. But it's actually evolved into more than just bomber type race cars. You know, you got
all kinds.
Yep, it's a good, you know, place to sell parts, find cars for sale, all that kind of stuff. There's multiple different areas for all different divisions, not just bomber type cars. You know, you see, start seeing some of that in like the skid plate guys and all that. And we, you know, we encourage them guys to post on thebombernation.com. Yep. Start a thread, you know, on there and keep it going and keep your other.
You know what? Speaking of that, I want to get with Glenn to,
okay,
to get their own spot that
there
they
you
can
go
to.
It's a great idea. And then, you know, we know Cindy's active in it, and there's other people in that division and in that, you know, those are entertainment type divisions. So they need all the support that you can give them, because they're not able to kind of get the same type of sponsorships and all that, like some of the higher end race divisions usually get, you know. So it's good exposure for classes like the bomber type cars, the skid plates. Even, you know, other divisions like that are, you know, kind of struggling, like the Thunder cars and things like that. It's a good place to go to promote what you have going on, you know. So I know the Thunder cars have gone to like Friday night races and so on. So that might be something that you want to go on the new revamped thebombernation.com website and kind of help push your own divisions on there. So I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's tough competition with Facebook and other social media sites. So it kind of still gives the same feel, a common place to go that's common to everybody, you know, to be able to post and search and so on. So make sure you check it out and bookmark it. They still bookmark?
Yes.
Okay. Or favorites, put in your favorites.
Favorites.
Whichever it is. Well, anyways, want to get that out and get that up. So I'm looking forward to that. Anyways, what else we got? How's Mojave? Did that they start their schedule?
I think they start this week coming up.
Oh, is it? Okay. So
the 9th.
Optional dirt tracks. I'm curious how the rains have affected some of these dirt tracks, you know. You seen lights flash in the corner of your eye?
Yes, I did.
I haven't seen it, so.
Yes, they're flashing all over here, man.
So we're looking.
That's right.
Gary's on the ball, looking for those phone calls. If you got a couple minutes, we can squeeze you in. We usually like to kind of get you in so you have enough time to talk about what you want to, but 702-485-4699. Even if you don't have time to call in tonight, put this number down. So
yes, Vinny, put this number down.
702.
In your favorite.
Area code. 485-4699. That is the call-in number.
There's a spot in your cell phone that's called favorites. Put it in there.
Contacts.
In your contacts and then in your favorites and your contacts.
Oh. Really?
Yes.
Look, is that the new iPhone? I'm going to look at my old iPhone.
Your iPhone will have that too.
Oh, okay. The old flip phone? How about the flip phone?
Sure.
Oh, man. Back up. I'm going to say this right now. Back up your phone. Since we're talking about phones, I want to put it out there. Back up your life. Back up your life,
that's
which
right.
I'm talking about your smartphones. You don't realize how much you miss it. Till you lose it.
We're not mentioning no names, Mike, but
somebody may have lost their cell phone.
Somebody lost their cell phone
for too long a period.
And it was only 10 minutes.
it was long. It was the longest 10 minutes of my life.
I've never seen him speed down the street, but boy, he was doing 100 miles an hour down Valley View.
Let me tell you, I'm actually lucky I got my phone back. It ended up across town in such a who knows.
Yeah.
I heard it. Yeah, I don't know. From where it started, supposedly it changed hands once, like it ended up at some Burger King. Some guy said he found it with ketchup and crap all over it or something. I don't know if they tried to eat it, but it's an apple.
Throw it in the trash can.
Who puts ketchup and mustard on apple?
Oh.
No.
Hey, somebody.
I don't know. And then ended up, I won't go through the whole story, but I'm actually lucky I got this thing back. It is locked, but, you know, you don't realize how much stuff you keep on these things, and probably more than you should. But back your phones up. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
The sad part was a couple of days before, I was like, you know, it came, you know, it was a thought of mine. I was like, you know, this weekend I'm going to back my phone up. I haven't done that in a long time, you know. And then, of course, the next day is when I ended up losing it, so.
But you didn't back it up when
and
you thought about it.
No, I didn't. Exactly. I should have done it then, but I was like, well, I'll just wait till the weekend. And
do you back it up on your computer or you back it up on your iCloud?
Well, I should do it on my iCloud, but I don't. It's on the computer.
I tried to back my phone up on my computer,
right.
And all I seen was the pictures that's in my phone on my computer.
That's the part I don't remember how to do.
Yeah, and then when I unplugged it from my phone, computer from my phone, the pictures went away.
Oh, so it wasn't on your computer.
Something's wrong here. So,
oh, man.
I finally took my phone to the guy at AT&T, and he told me how to do it in my computer.
In my computer.
So I came home and I tried it again. I plugged it in, and all I seen was pictures. I unplugged it, and the pictures went away. And I said, F this. So I went back to AT&T, and I said, fix it. Whatever it is.
Back it up. Fix it. Yeah. So he
it's
fixed
still
it?
Downloading.
Oh,
stuff.
What, 3 days now?
A week.
That's how much life you have on there, you know?
Shit.
Excuse me.
I'm seeing pictures from 4 years ago. I'm going, I thought I deleted that picture. But I guess it was in my cloud that I didn't even know I had a cloud.
Hey. I think we all have clouds. Some of us have black clouds.
Yes, sir.
Everything is about the cloud.
That's right.
Jeez. Yeah. Gotta have the cloud. Well, that was the thing. Like with mine, they're like, you know, they're like, well, do you have a, you know, iCloud account or whatever? I was like, well, I must. I mean, I got a phone. But when you do the search, you know, you can do this, you know, find my phone deal. But you gotta have all that enabled and all that. None of mine was enabled. My iPad showed up. I was like, that doesn't do me any good.
Well, I got my iPad.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
I know where I left it.
And then what if you do find it? It's in someone's house. You're supposed to knock on their door.
Hello, you got my
cell
phone.
You got my phone.
I have it back.
You know, and that's funny because my dad had that happen to him. Some people came knocking on his door and said, you got my iPad, my blah, blah, blah. He's like, what the hell, you guys? Get out. First of all, they're trying to walk in his house.
Oh, man.
He's like, you know, get the F out of my house. You know, they kept, like, being forceful with three people. So he called the police because they wouldn't get out of his face.
Wow.
So the police came and, you know, said, listen, you know, this GPS gets you in the vicinity. It doesn't get you to the direct
house,
you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
they were there when the cops came?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. They actually stayed. So he explained it on. They told them they better leave. They're lucky that, you know,
the homeowner didn't shoot him.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, I closed my computer.
The show must be ending. He closed the computer.
Yeah, I figure.
And he's unplugging it.
I'm gonna try to unplug it. I figure if Vinny finished early, I guess we can. It's stuck. It's part of my computer now. All right, I got it.
Probably broken, but.
Oh, man. So don't miss next week's show.
Yeah, don't miss next week's or the following week.
Yeah.
I still want to know who authorized Michael Miller to be on 2 weeks in
Does
a row.
Does he know he's on 2 weeks in a row?
Vinny Jr. told him that he.
So maybe Michael Miller don't know he's on 2 weeks in a row because that could be just. We'll find out.
Yes, hey.
We'll see. The guy who
guess
schedules
what?
Should he don't even know. I
thought one was supposed to be on tonight, but I guess I'm wrong. I don't know. Hey, we'll figure it out.
Now that's
it's a surprise for next week. Who's going to be on?
You know what? Just surprise us. Just start showing up. Right?
Just show up. Yeah, we'll just follow where the studio is.
Yep.
And
GPS.
That's right. GPS the studio. And...
Oh, man. Anyways, I guess we'll bring it up again, the barbecue. We got a couple couple few minutes left.
February 24th.
24th, Sunday.
Couple weeks away.
Yep, a couple weeks. You're going to have burgers, as usual.
Burgers, bacon-wrapped hot dogs.
Chili.
Chili.
Cheese.
Cheese.
There's usually mac salad and
macaroni and potato
and
salad.
Potato salad. Yep. Chips. Some drinks.
Chips,
you know, if you want a specific drink, you bring your own, you know. But
it's
water,
usually bring
like
your own, but we'll supply some drinks.
Some people have them damn kids that want to get some kind of soda in them. But you can bring them. It's all right.
That's right. Bring them. We'll give them all the soda they can handle.
I tell you what, we'll put it out there to all you poor retired 21-year-old retired racers that got married. Just at least keep you involved in some type of racing.
That's right.
Something that says racing in it. So
yeah.
The Racers Barbecue. Bring your wife and kids.
Kid.
If you have more than one.
Yeah. If
they're younger than like 2 years old, get a seat far away from the barbecue.
We don't want to make them hot.
That's right.
That's why.
It's closer to the playground.
That's
so
right.
Keep a better eye on them. So that's why.
Yes.
It's not the screaming or
crying,
all that. It has nothing to do with that.
Nothing at all.
It never fails, though.
And you can even bring your grandkids.
What?
Yes.
No,
your grandkids are invited as well.
Again, keep a close eye on them on the other side.
Depending on the age of them.
Oh, man.
What the hell are these things?
Let me see. Where'd they come from?
I don't know.
Oh, man. I don't know.
There's two of them.
No? Interesting.
And then
we'll have to post a picture of these. What are these?
After the Racers Barbecue.
Google.
Yeah. Google, what are these? After the Racers Barbecue, a little more than a month away, is Late Model Truck Series 2019 kickoff race.
Gosh, I can't believe it. Almost here.
Yep.
Havasu 95 Speedway, March 23rd.
Yep.
There's probably going to be the time change, isn't there, before? Is that before
yes.
that?
Yes.
All right.
I think it changes on the, I don't know.
I'll
look. Hold on. my smartphone right here will.
Don't lose that.
Oh.
You got that keypad locked out so nobody can get into it?
Yes. Actually, it's March 10th.
Oh, so it will be.
March 10th is the time change.
Woo-hoo.
Yep. March 10th.
Sweet.
That's what my smartphone tells me.
It's pretty smart.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, everything's on those things. So back your stuff up. I'm telling you. I don't hear nobody next Tuesday bitching about how they lost their phone and lost all their stuff.
Yep.
You lose mine.
You better back all your stuff
man.
Up.
No doubt, right?
Sheesh.
Oh, well. I'm just relieved.
Yes.
I'm relieved
that
I have my phone in my hand. I was thinking of all the different things I had to do to
get everything back.
Yep.
Yeah, I lost a cell phone once, and man, let me tell you,
not fun.
No.
All right, we won't jinx anybody, but
no.
We are out of time again. Thanks for bearing with us. We have guests next week, Vinny Ricci Jr. again, along with Michael Miller, and I believe Vinny Ricci Jr. will be in also. And if not, that's okay. We could have Jr. and
that's right.
Miller in.
That'll
be fine.
Tune in. They're two grown kids.
Right. Two grown kids. I won't go on. We don't have enough time, but I was going to comment on that. But we'll move on to next week. So we'll see you live here next Tuesday at 6 p.m. at onwheelsnow.com. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you then.
Thanks for listening.